the happiness of the kids as they get on the bus and head off for another day at summer camp. So they can play inside a gym that's 127 degrees. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Our guest this hour is a repeat guest, Dr. Frieda Birnbaum. She was with us just a few weeks ago. She's back. There's so much going on in the news. We're going to talk about the case of Rachel Dolezal, the former NAACP leader in Spokane, and a woman who essentially said she was having a racial transformation right in front of our very eyes. She is essentially changing her racial identity. And then we'll talk about the case of the prison worker who had an alleged sexual relationship with a killer serving, life in prison, and she helped him and somebody else escape, and she was arrested. You know the story. And we'll talk about what is it that makes someone want to do something like that when you know the outcome is just not going to be good. And then the best roadside attractions across America. Yeah, it's that time. You're going to climb into the SUV and drive 2,000 miles with your family to some theme park somewhere. But like they always say, half the fun is getting there. And if you can stop off and see the world's biggest ball of yarn or the world's biggest sandcastle, I don't know, you do it. And we'll have some of the best ones along your vacation route this summer. Well, we start things off this hour with summer camp. Are your kids at summer camp? I know some kids are at sleepaway camp. That's not really in vogue anymore, is it? I know it still exists, but not to the extent that it used to. Most kids go to day camp because parents need some sort of babysitting during the summer when school is out. It is very, very expensive. From personal experience, you can spend anywhere from $40 up to $85 a day for your child to go off to some day camp. And what gets really frustrating, if you're spending $85 a day, your kids should be eating caviar. They should be in the most palatial air-conditioned estate ever created for a summer camp. But that is unfortunately not the case. There are ones near us where you can spend $60-$70 a day, and your kid literally plays in an old dilapidated gym where it's 100 degrees every single day. And you pick your kid up and it looks as if he or she just spent the day in a sauna, and it don't look too good when you get him home. And what's even more frustrating, sometimes the schools will have day camps. So the kids are there sweating away in the gym. Meanwhile, in the classrooms where they actually have some air conditioning in a school that I know about nearby, those rooms are empty and the air conditioners are quiet. What it really is the situation when it comes to some of these day camps? I know there's another one that meets only a few blocks from my house in a field outside of a school. They're out there when it's 105 degrees, a heat index of 110. We've had some very hot summers in the Northeast over the last couple of years. And those kids are outside all day long. The only time they'll ever go inside is if it's raining or thundering or lightning. So what do these kids do? They huddle up under one of the three little trees on the property, and they look awful. I do not envy a kid that has to stand on that field all day long. You know, if some of these towns were smart, they could make a lot of money. You have these facilities, you don't need as many teachers, and you don't need as much staff. But if you have an area where you can take a kid into an air-conditioned setting and provide a comfortable place for them to be. I had a situation last year where my kid passed out, not at camp, but in a very warm situation somewhere else. And so you got to be careful. And more than anything else, when they go off for the day, the camp provides something. Oh, yeah? Sometimes they'll provide a warm apple and a warmer-than-room-temperature juice box. Make sure your kid has Gatorade and make sure your kid has a lot of water, because you don't know what situation you're sending your kid into. The brochure, they're all happy and smiling, but when you get there and it's 110 degrees in the shade, it's not that much fun. Sometimes it might be better off. Do you have an older parent, the kid's grandparents, that can watch them for a couple days? Can you bring them to work for a couple of days? Sometimes these summer camps, they're not that fun. Stay with us. Dr. Frieda Birnbaum is up next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Raw nerves. When everyone at work is asked to gather for a mass meeting announcement. Every 6 months, Eric Buell's company seems to face another financial crisis. Mr. Buell is bailed out. This time, no one brought a bucket. Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. The news is not good. Less than 2 years ago, EBR, Eric Buell Racing, cashed a $25 million check from the Hero Corporation, makers of the cameras. 1190 RX was not enough bike for the price to overcome stiff competition from billion-buck bike makers. This ain't the first time Mr. Buell's been on the ropes. We'll keep you covered. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Hall of Famer was an amazing dual threat. His 16,532 rushing and receiving yards are ninth all-time. He led the Bills to four straight Super Bowls, but never won a ring.
Here's Kelly shotgunning, a running Clay Thurman. Thomas breaks it at the 25, still on his feet at the 20, gets down to the 15, the 10, the 5, and scores!
So where is Thurman Thomas now? Thurman's active with the Republican Party, but has denied rumors of him running for Congress. He does run Thurman Thomas Sports Training near Buffalo, New York, as well as Thurman Thomas Global Energy, which helps make customers energy efficient and lowers their gas and electric rates.
Here is Thurman Thomas. He breaks through at the five. Touchdown!
Thurman Thomas still scoring. At the bank, that is. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.